AM 1450 KBMW.
And we're back. 7 minutes after 9 o'clock, sunshine and nice morning. Feels like the best part of fall out there, 46 degrees is where we're at right now. Time to get our Tuesday talk around going here with one of my favorite segments each and every Tuesday. Talking real estate from the guy who knows a few things about it, Steve Dietrich from Action Realty. Don't be so modest.
Just doing my thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I said, you know, you came in and we started talking about rates. And they just keep climbing.
Yeah, they do. And, you know, I just saw the ones come out. You know, I get a sheet from Bremer all the time, and they're 30-year conventional, 7%. And wow. We thought I was going to hear that number for a while.
No kidding.
It's there. And you know, FHA 30s are a little less than that, you know, some of the different programs. But in general, we're definitely in the sixes and sevens on the board now.
Holy smokes. And again, I'm sure you've been asked, too, where does it end?
Yeah, and... You know, you hear the Feds talk about wanting to raise two more times yet this year, and I hope they reconsider that a little bit. I know they put the brakes on the housing market a little bit. I definitely can tell you that. You know, we've got a couple listings out there right now that are nice homes, but they're on the upper ends, and they're not getting the looks that they would have gotten 6 months ago. And
is it too much too fast?
Well, I'd like to think that it is. You know, you think about your rates have doubled in less than a year. You know, that's a huge jump.
And, right.
You know, it takes a big bite out of everybody's pocket or their buying ability or just plain old says we missed the boat and we're going to wait till it comes around again.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's slowed down.
Well, and this goes across the board. I mean, this spans everything when people are going to the grocery store going, wow, that hurt.
Yeah.
You know, or, you know, the gas pump, too. And then it's like, what does that leave you for buying a home?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, you look at the meat alone and wow.
Yeah.
You know,
you
think about spending that kind of money just to get some meat in the freezer and it affects everything.
But it doesn't seem to, I mean, you know, it hasn't up to this point, knock wood, seem to affect the local market. Like adversely or that much? I mean, the local market still looks okay, right?
Well, it does just because we have so few listings yet, you know.
Yeah.
But I put a couple out there, you know, 2 weeks ago, and it's really, really slowed down. The number of people even calling to look, you know, or noticing signs that are out. And so I know it's slowing down. There's no doubt about it.
Is that typical for fall, too? I mean, that there's kind of a decline?
Not yet. You know, normally I'll see an early slowdown in early September because school started. It seems like people are focused on getting kids in school. And if they got to move to town last minute, they're probably headed for an apartment because they don't have time to get into a house before school starts anyway.
Sure.
And so you see a little bit of a slowdown, but I typically would see it from about now until the snow flies, that it will pick up again for a while, you know, but the rates are going to jump in here. That's just definitely going to have an effect. That's all there is to it.
Well, and frightening, too, when you say they're thinking about, you know, raising it probably two more times.
Yeah. It's and if it does that too, you know, then, you know, people that don't know any different, I used to see 3%, you know, and I used to see 16 in the early days.
Right. But, unbelievable.
You know, so it goes both ways, and we've seen all the cycles through my period of time at least, but some of these younger kids don't know anything different yet.
Yeah. Yeah, so, it is. I talk about sticker shock, definitely.
Yeah, it is. And so, you know, people that sold their house in the last year did fine, you know, and I think most people will probably still do okay unless you bought one in the last year and now you got to turn around and sell it.
Sure.
That might be a little tricky right now, but in general, you know, I think the market is still, you know, very stable, if not stronger than that.
All right. Let's hope so.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike, I got a question for you, too, and this did come in on email, I think, like 2 weeks ago, and this has to do with terms again. We've been talking real estate terms. When people mention square footage on a home, how is that determined? I mean, is that a precise thing or is that an estimate?
Well, you know, when our sheets are filled out that we put out to the public, you know, there's a question there that says, where did you get your information? And of course, we always say public records.
Okay.
So it comes from the city hall.
Now, got it.
You know, some people may measure from the inside walls of a house. We measure outside of a house. So that alone is 1 foot differential.
Sure.
You know, just in the the width of a wall, mm-hmm. you know, so, and you do that on both ends of a house, and that's 2 feet. That could be 100 or 200 square feet, depending on who's measuring the house. So, you know, you want to look at maybe bedrooms and bathrooms and get an idea how big the house is that way, too. But,
sure.
you know, it's pretty close.
And, okay.
And square footage, as always, comes into play because, you know, that's where the value factor is. Usually difference between houses is the size of that house.
I've often wondered that, too. It's like whenever I look at somebody, you know, buying or selling a home, it's like this much, you know, the square footage. It's like, how is that determined? Is that, you know, is that an exact science or is that a lot of that estimates?
Well, you know, for me, when I get the sheet from the county, which there's a printout and that information is on there, you know, and I mean, the information is supplied by the city from Carla to the county. The county puts out that sheet.
Mm-hmm.
And when I look at that, I can usually go, yep, this is pretty close, and I'll go with it. But if I look at it and go, something's off here, you know,
yeah.
then I will go back out to the house and measure it myself.
Okay.
You know, but if I feel like it's pretty close, no, I won't go remeasure the house. But there's some times where, you know, maybe somebody put an addition on and City Hall didn't catch up to it. And,
all right.
You know, so there can be some differences there that way, but typically it's City Hall's information.
Question answered. See,
yeah.
It's ask Steve, you know, ask Sherry, and they'll definitely get the questions answered.
Hopefully.
Steve, we're out of time, but yeah, keep your eye on those rates. And we'll talk next Tuesday, okay?
Sounds good, Bill.
Steve Dietrich, Sherry Bell, we talk with them every Tuesday, part of our real estate segment here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. It's 914. Good morning.
Got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game. I got a